They do have vegetable gelatin.
They could.
But it's mostly
there's also
animal.
There's also agar, which also works that way. And
they
I'm
use
sure
that
there's
too
I'm sure there's
yeah.
ways of generating gelatin from non-animal sources if they were just
they have it.
Cultured. Yes, they use agar for culturing in petri dishes. The thing is, though.
Oh Jesus!
Whoa, Sean looks lighter.
I am smaller.
Hey, Sean, you've lost weight.
I have though.
Hey, what's the wet stains?
Yeah, what's the wet spot on your shirt?
Oh, nothing. I got a little excited.
But I want this spot.
Why would you want that spot? Why are you sitting in it?
You realize that spot is corrosive, Red 5.
Your pants will only protect you
Move
for so long.
This
Red
next
5,
story.
Just pray whatever he's got is not contagious.
This next story.
I just took one of those, like, five-ring coil.
I think that while Sean Kennedy was in the Army, they secretly implanted cultures in his bowels, making a secret biochemical weapon
yes.
against underground movements.
And I think it's almost ready.
He would
ready.
Join them, and then he would stink them all to hell.
Yeah. So he can produce his final ultimate weapon, the 9-ring coiler with a soft cone top.
I think I got about the 7-ring right there, I swear to God. It's one of those ones where
that's
you feel
the main
bloated.
Reason why
and
I'm
you
stopping okay, the show.
Go take one of those colon cleansing shits, it's just like, whoa! And you're like, you want to take a photo.
So,
you
know, Sean,
you want to take a photo, because it's like,
this is why Sean's ending this.
Sean is right.
I've taken shits that you're like, you know, the bowl is full afterwards, and you're like, how did that happen?
How do I flush this?
You know,
that's why I'm stopping the show. The janitorial costs have gone through the roof.
My record has
got
to be over
a foot and a half. Have you got the swirl thing down yet?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's going on. The natural curvation thing. And
what about the one
lodge that was making a curl, comes free, and then they go straight again? Yeah.
What about the ones where it looks like somebody took, like, axle grease and smeared it around in a circle in the bowl?
Yeah,
those are my favorites. Like, you flush 25,000 times, it never comes
free. The streak never comes out.
Even after you scrub it, nothing.
Or how about you have those explosive shits? It feels like I'm taking shit really bad, but it was just a fart with a slight charge in front of it?
Oh, yeah, they end up, like, under the toilet seat.
We'll be with you momentarily. Please hold.
Oh, you're in Red Radio. Who is this?
This is Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny!
Gloom Bunny.
One of our longest listeners.
Frodo, can you turn on the radio? What's up?
So, you phoned to say goodbye for the last time.
I'm upset you guys are leaving. Well, you're not leaving, necessarily, but you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Yeah, we know what you're saying.
You won't be able to attend church anymore.
If we start up other shows, are you going to call in and listen to all of those?
Probably, actually.
You know, like when a band breaks up, there's like four different bands now?
That's right. Like KMFDM, yeah, they broke up anyway.
Now there's like three.
Another MDSMK.
It's like Asteroids. You shoot one,
and they just break into two. And
splinters, just like cell groups.
But
why
the
did
question.
You remind
anybody,
me of that game, Red
Is
Tide?
Anybody in this room, you know, going to start a show?
Oh,
I
so
just,
much for
I
that,
really,
dear.
Yeah,
I actually
had a couple
had some
days to prepare, and most of that has been going.
Today.
Really?
I'm going to an anime convention.
About that, but I just realized
it could be an anime
we're a
show.
Super villain. We're
anime.
Hydra.
I don't know.
Cut off one head, a thousand shall take its place.
Well, I thought about doing a cult only show. I've talked to
you. You should
that
do a cult only show.
What's that?
You should do a cult show.
I should.
You should.
Okay.
Not like there's not enough material.
Everybody, you should.
You should.
Go for
I should
it. Make brainwashing like a weekly thing or something. And
yes, make brainwashing a weekly thing. Seriously, do that.
What's that?
Do that. Make it a weekly thing.
Yeah, the only thing is, though, is it's like, hi, time commitment on my
Sean
life
would
much.
Have to commit.
Oh, that's right. You've got a life and
to an,
life.
To an hour a week.
Yeah, that's right. So it's a little bit hard.
I understand exactly how you feel. I go to school 20 hours a week, and I work 40 hours a week.
That's a lot of hours.
Which sucks a lot.
It's a bad idea. Don't do it.
All right, buddy.
Well, no, Rhoda wanted to talk to you, and I'm the only person with enough patience to call him a million times. But then again, I date somebody who's ADHD or something like that, so.
Okay.
So here.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man, what's going on?
You were talking before about fruit boots.
Yes.
And you were looking for some alternative to that, so I looked up a site that I remembered called up from my archives. Have you guys heard of Heelys?
No. Heelys, no.
I sent the link to Sam.
Are there big springs in your shoes?
Basically, there's a wheel in your heel, just one. And it's totally stealth. It's totally concealed. So you can, you know, be rolling right down the street like you're on your roller brakes, and then you see a cop who's, you know, about to bust you for, you know,
rollerblading.
It's prohibited, so you just step on the front of your shoe and...
You know, rollerblading's illegal.
HEELYS.com.
Healy.
Can't take him on the bus. Can't take him on the SkyTrain.
Okay, well, let's see what they are. Let's see what they. Well, let's hit the website. I want to see these fucking things.
All right. Well, what the hell?
All right, man. What the hell?
Hi, you're on Rat Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Plutonium.
Prophet Plutonium. How's it going?
Oh, not bad. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What's going on?
Oh, I just thought I'd say hey since this is the last show.
Oh, I see.
I know I'm boring.
So we're talking about these.
All you have to do is say hey.
Was that all you had to say?
Well, Half Elf and Pandora are here too, but they don't want
to
talk. So,
tell them to talk. They won't be able to say it ever again.
Tell them to talk. Or I'm gonna come down there and slap them.
All they have to say is bye on the phone.
All right, I'll get Pandora. Pandora, come here and say something.
Like a dumb bitch.
Oh, they're like built right
come
in
here.
The shoe. Like
yeah.
There's a wheel in
yeah.
the shoe.
I am not
that's pretty
anything.
Pretty cool.
Here, come here.
No.
probably don't work well. But.
She locked the door on me.
Okay.
She locked the door.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like enough of that. Say what the hell.
Oh, what the hell.
Hi, you're on radio. Who's this?
It's Mr. Echo.
Hey,
hey
Echo.
Mr. Echo.
How's it going, man?
Pretty good. This kind of sucks ass. You know, after like 2 years of listening to you guys, and you guys are like shutting down.
Yeah, we're abandoning you.
That's right. That's
thank,
it.
Thank you for the for.
Thank
maintaining,
you for the money.
For, yeah, all the money for maintaining the IRC all that time.
It's been a pain, but hell, it's worth it.
Well, it's not like the IRC is going to get shut down.
No, no, that's the rant
just
radio.
Just no one's going
to
be there anymore.
No,
you'll be kicking
tons.
People out and banning people long into for many years to come.
It's the rant radio channel, not the what the hell channel.
Mm.
So,
yeah.
People...
Yeah, let's
people,
make sure we understand that. The rant radio channel, rant radio, is still up.
Yep.
What the hell is going down?
Yep.
I got my words mixed up, sorry.
Yep.
Somebody begin hitting him, and I'll tell you when to stop.
Oh yeah.
Listen to me now and hear me next week.
We can set him on fire.
No, the Rant Radio IRC channel is always, there's tons of people. If you go in there, you can always talk with somebody.
That's
there's
right.
There's at least 20 people in there.
Oh yeah, it's always a good time. Always a good time. Well,
anyway,
Mr. Echo,
I got
hell,
one thing to mention.
What's that?
Me, Kix, and Nixter are going to be starting up a cult newsletter.
Mm.
Basically, if you want to send in something, send it to either one of us. And any project leaders, please contact one of us. We need some info on what you're doing and what's going on about it.
Alrighty.
We're going to try to get this thing rolling here pretty soon.
Alrighty. That sounds a groovy. All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right. What's the story with these fucking Healy shoes?
They've got wheels in the heel, and I don't see any other wheel there. Maybe it's
how
just not very good picture.
When it's
no,
on
it's
feet.
Just the heel, he said.
How can
yeah.
you roll in that?
Okay, it's called skill, okay? You get used to it.
How
you learn
how
to do it. Skill,
okay,
baby,
I don't
skill.
This weird fucking bigoted bias just going on with the mountain biking crowd. Like, if it's not a bike, it's shit. Like, what the fuck? Where's that from?
Well,
pretty much
never run into
out.
A bias
no, I just,
like that before.
I just don't understand. It's like, okay, if I learn, say, Tai Chi, okay...
Try doing a 6 foot drop
no, in kung fu is
in
no good.
Foot boots. Then talk to
it
me.
Is weak.
I don't want to do
that.
I don't want to
do a 2 foot. So shut up.
I don't want to do a 6 foot drop in fruit boots. I just want a rollerblade.
See now you're
transportation.
See it's contagious. You're calling them fruit boots now.
Well, I don't give a fuck what you call them. I mean, it's like called
chicken sleds.
Chicken sleds?
This is nothing new. It's like, you know, I'm a zipper head.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a Herbie.
You
we're a Herbie.
We're ambulance a Herbie. Attendants and firemen both hate each other. Like they call.
No, but I don't understand this. It's fucking bizarre. It's like maybe it's like the skier snowboarder thing. Is that what that is?
Exactly.
Firemen call ambulance attendants scrapers. And
firefighters call them helmet heads.
Helmet heads. Helmet heads and scrapers.
The scraper I get.
Because firefighters wear helmets.
The helmets?
Right.
So, of course, and...
Well, that's clever. That really hurts.
And,
ooh,
and special ed kids usually wear helmets.
Yeah.
So this is where they tie in together?
I just don't get it.
It's not.
What's going on?
You're awesome, Red 5.
Broke my table. It's a good joke.
No,
I at the feet of destruction, Red 5.
No, I really... I just don't dig that. Like, why can't you just go like, hey, you got food boots on? Okay, and you're wearing
so what you,
and you've got a helmet on and body armor, and you ride down a mountain and kill yourself.
So, Sean, what you're saying is, why can't we all just get along?
No, I've never understood that. I've just never understood that. I said, yeah, I'm thinking about getting a rollerblade.
Sean, freaking tolerant.
Everybody's throwing their own feces at me. I'm like, holy fuck, man.
To give you this, it is actually a great workout.
What?
Fruit boots.
Oh, are they?
Oh, yeah.
I'd imagine.
So there's
so many people chasing you down.
But
no, but seriously, yeah, they are very good because it's an excellent cardio workout, and you can coast and do all that kind of stuff.
And you get a really better, great ass.
It's better than running because it's not an impact.
Well,
thing,
.com
so
girl
get,
just told me.
You don't get scoliosis of the liver because it's not an impact thing.
You get that from impact
like,
sports.
Like running, you get impact. You're not
yeah.
good for your knees.
Well, that's my knees are shot. Right,
well,
so that's why.
Running would be no good for you.
Well, I used to run a lot. You know, mostly from bullies, but...
It's not a very efficient exercise, running.
No, it's not. No. It sucks a lot.
You use a lot more because you're all the side of your leg?
Okay, wait, whoa. Since when did exercise, did you want it to be efficient?
Well,
the point of running is to wear yourself out quickly and burn off all that fat.
As opposed to the harm you're doing to your body.
Now, the whole purpose of exercise, any exercise, you want it to be fun above all.
Yeah.
Rollerblading... I'm going to call it that instead of fruit boots.
That's a problem with rollerblading is that you get any kind of debris on the road or wherever you are.
That pretty much kills most exercise for us.
Would you be offended if I took a rollerblade? After all,
fun.
I have a pair of rollerblades that I just haven't used.
I like swimming and I like
fruit boots.
Swimming and what?
Let's
why would I fear the term
fruit together,
boots?
I think, like,
I'm not male. calling me a fruit is rather sadly ineffective.
I kind of think that fruit is quite noble, actually.
Noble fruit?
It's a noble fruit.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, mine are passion fruit.
Look at the
fruit.
Proud banana. How straight it stands.
When you're biking, banana seat. Banana seat on a bike, cool. Fruit, cool.
Yeah.
Boots?
Oh, yeah, banana seat bikes are very
retro.
Cool. It all ties together.
Oh, great. So in order to stop stinking, we lit the candle, and now Jack put out the candle, and the room is full of smoke.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that smells good. I like that.
You ever see a bad friend?
.com girl just tried to put...
.com girl's all pyro. You know what? I could see you being...
Jack would burn for days if you let him on fire, so don't do it.
Screw you, bitch.
Yeah, that's one big Goodyear delight.
That's one way of burning fat.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh.
That was just me.
That's all so funny.
So very, very funny.
Well, wait a second.
Awesome.
Jack, you were saying you needed to lose weight. How exactly are... Like,
so light him on fire. That's a brilliant idea, girl on the left.
No.
Jack
well, we
versus Sean.
We're also going to have to figure out some way that Jack would enjoy of losing weight. Other
fruit
than,
boots,
I mean,
fruit
besides
boots,
the usual
fruit
beating the shit out of people, which he enjoys.
Jack on fruit
liposuction.
Boots.
Liposuction.
The problem is, Jack, you got to beat up more people.
I know.
Otherwise, you're not going to lose any weight.
Jack,
cardio.
I think Jack
yeah.
should
right.
get some rollerblades.
I've got it. No, I've got it. I have a solution.
Too, man. That'd be
bring
awesome.
It on.
Who here has seen Unbreakable? Who's seen Unbreakable?
He has.
I think Dak should be Unbreakable. Dak is the guy. Well, what? Did you see that little girly man that they had trying to beat up Bruce Willis? Dak would have tied him into a pretzel knot, thrown him in the pool, gone out for dinner.
And I would have spun him around, throw him up
against the
wall.
Yeah.
All right.
The problem here is that Dak is not unbreakable. You look mean at his ankle or his eye, and they both go out.
Yeah,
he runs away.
So
no,
that's
runs away like Jack Chan.
You need the fruit juice to come
he
up to your side.
He's swinging that little girl.
Dak's arm weighs a lot more than Bruce Willis's arm. He may be a little slower than
Bruce
Willis, but whoa, you better get out of the way.
You know what I wish I could find? This was a really cool rollerblading commercial. Did anybody else ever see this? There was a rollerblading commercial from Japan. It was a Coca-Cola commercial.
Who did it star?
No, it was just the whole thing was these guys rollerblading in Japan. And these guys jumped over a car. They were, like, all skating in a straight line. It was really, really cool.
They were chasing. They were, like, just moving down the road together.
Just,
yeah,
it was all black.
I've seen
yeah.
it, yeah.
Okay, I want to see that again. I want to get a copy of that, and I can't find it anywhere.
That'd be tough.
Is there, like, a place where you can find, like, Coca-Cola
Ad-critic.
Archives?
Adcritic.com.
What?
Adcritic.com.
It's not there.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's where I got the Hamster Taxi Jeremy song that I was singing earlier.
Hamster
yes.
Taxi.
We played it on the show.
That one. I remember.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, but... like,
I still haven't seen a commercial I've liked better than the one that came just before the year 2K.
Yeah.
Where it was, I think it was the Nike commercial where everything goes to hell and this guy's still jogging. That
Martin,
was the
Martin.
Greatest commercial
what
I've
else
ever
are you
seen.
Do, really?
Especially the ICBM going over.
Yeah.
Swirling
all
over
the place.
The elephant running down the street.
How many people were actually upset the world didn't end?
or something didn't happen.
I was a little disappointed. I was kind of looking for a change, something to shake things up, make it interesting.
Make it a bit
different.
Not
life really is kind of boring. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to be as secure as everyone else, but just think how much more interesting life would be if
think of the possibilities.
Half the population died or some crazy shit happened and everything changed.
You know what's interesting? If there was a post-apocalyptic situation, if you had a mountain bike, you'd be able to go to a lot more debris, but it's easier to break. If you had rollerblades, they're a little bit harder to break, but you wouldn't be able to get over as much debris.
No, rollerblades would be useless.
Yeah, there'd be crap on the ground everywhere.
I don't know what kind
of trip you've trip, seen. Trip.
Same with skateboards.
Okay, I'm sorry. I've seen a lot of people rollerblade. They don't go, rock smack. Okay, it doesn't.
Yeah, but
they do have some slight.
But you don't see them.
Oh, no!
You don't see them rollerblading
I mean,
across, you know, a rubbled terrain.
No, that's true.
Coming out to Gross with us. We'll take you down a trail on your rollerblade.
Yeah.
I don't want to go down fucking trails.
The same trail.
He just wants to roll.
I just want
to
rollerblade.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to
Stanley Park.
Maybe back, you know, down, grab a coffee, you know. I don't know.
Starbucks coffee.
John, I do not...
Anyone else missing the fucking point here?
John, I understand where you're coming from. It's like, why are these people picking on you? It's kind of like, with your damn fruit boots, you couldn't fall off the planet Earth. You know, it's like, congratulations, I don't want
to. Back to the apocalypse. You know, I was very disappointed when the world didn't at least slightly come to an end.
And we were ready.
An earthquake or something.
We were ready.
I was disappointed because for the previous 8 months, I've been telling my bosses that I was busy preparing for the Y2K. So when nothing went to shit, they're like, Derek, you've been taking us for a ride.
No, you didn't.
No. Look at the amazing job I did.
It
look at all
crashed.
The trouble I solved. Nothing
sweat,
went wrong.
Sweat. Yeah.
Mister, you know, I don't know about the world coming to an end, but there's certain parts of the world I'm sure everybody would like to have come to an end.
Uh-huh.
Like, I did want to see a little bit more destruction. I'll admit that. I wanted to see a little bit, a couple
big
planes,
fat non-event.
Couple of planes fall out of the sky, some sort of prison, maybe a dam bursting someplace. You know,
I was hoping for the resurrection of Christ.
Would there
personally.
Be oh girls?
I was looking for that too.
Cool.
Hey, I was wrong.
Yeah, okay.
Oh well, I'm fucked.
I was actually hoping to get laid.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of cool to like if Jesus did come back. You know,
so
what would you do?
You know, I was actually, like I said, this
I'd be like on his ass. Hey, you're not Jesus. Come on, show us a trick. Show us a
trick. I get it. Yeah, I get it.
Make
one of his
fish.
Wonderful tricks.
Water to wine. Fish. Come on. Here's a basket. Pull some fish out of it.
I don't want a fish. I want you to teach me how to fish, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah,
I bet he'd look cool on rollerblades.
I have to say that that whole shit that like these Christians have this attitude of well we don't really have to worry about the future because Jesus is coming back.
Oh, the whole rapture crowd.
That has got to be fucking
what
criminal.
An excuse.
I'm serious. Nobody who has that attitude should be allowed to fucking hold public office.
Oh yeah, well there you go.
Fuck that. Nobody who has that attitude should be allowed to work.
That's what high places and sniper rifles are for.
Yeah, you want
no shit.
You want to put somebody in power that really doesn't care because Jesus will save me.
I have a question.
Nothing will
why
go
are there
wrong.
So
doesn't
few
matter.
Assassinations in American politics these days?
Really high security.
Because the Republicans are in office right now.
yeah. So you're saying they're the ones responsible for all the assassinations.
Yeah. But what I'm getting at is, like, everybody can go out and buy a rifle. Scopes are cheap. And there's lots of high places in case you haven't been to a city lately. Like, what are the Secret Service agents really going to do, you know? You're a mile away.
Everyone realizes they'll just see you re-elect somebody else.
It's pretty hard for an untrained dude to snag somebody out of mile.
It's pretty hard for a trained person to do it.
If people were like really involved in politics, then you would have people that you would have at least a few people that would care, that would feel so strongly about stuff that they would resort to extreme action like that. But right now, everybody's just like,
I'm
watching
Survivor.
All the crazy people are in the woods. They don't care.
I think the problem is that the real psychos are too busy breaking into Pamela Anderson's house.
Are they breaking into her house?
Yeah, when did recently?
Well, what happened? She beat him to death with her tits.
Oh, and then there was that girl who broke into Brad Pitt's house, too, and slapped a little nap. That's where the psychos are.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, why don't I get that?
They're chasing the stars.
Of course, you know, it's always that way.
Be careful what you wish for, Sean.
Yep, be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, true. I'd probably get like some 900 million pounds.
I'll tell you why you don't get that. You don't have a good enough agent.
That's a good point. Sam, you're fired.
Sam, you're fired.
You're fired.
I'm the agent.
Hey, you got hired and fired in the same second.
Excellent.
What?
I won't put it on my resume.
On the Rat Radio guest book, there's some psycho girl professing her love to you.
Shut up.
She wants to be naked with you yelling at her.
You're fucking...
Nope, she's not.
Dial it up.
You're such a liar.
She's not. She's not.
What?
Is it new?
No,
is it brand
way.
New?
When did you put it in there?
When did you put it in there?
We have IP logs.
Is that what you did? Did you go in there and said, I want you to be naked yelling?
I can just spell your name. I won't just spell your name.
Oh, yeah, that one. That one. She misspelled your name.
Oh, God.
Oh, she's right.
S-H-A-W-N or some crazy stupid name. The wrong way.
Let's read it.
Yeah,
what the hell?
See this. I haven't seen this.
Okay.
This is a monumental occasion.
Sean, by the way,
I've never had.
As a stalker.
Yeah, that's.
Have a ride.
Psycho stalker.
Welcome to the club, Sean.
Stardom. As...
Cool.
Now, I've seen the guy who thinks you're hot. He's actually not a bad-looking guy.
Okay, I think I'm in love with Sean Kennedy. Every time I hear his voice, I just wish he was screaming in my face with both of us naked in a bathtub or something. Please, please, please get more rants so I can hear him speak other syllables and vowels, etc. Anything, just want to hear his voice. Oh, here he is, Forced Vegan style. I love him, I do. Your music rules. Without Sean, it would be still good be good music, but I can no longer go on in this life without my Sean fix for at least 3 times a day or more.
Okay, I'm thinking that's you. I'm thinking you were lying. I
says Sean.
I think she could be a little more creative than that.
If it was her, she would have done it. She would have done it a little. This happened a while ago.
When is misspelled your name? Yeah, this was April 2nd. So
it was
not too long
before
ago.
The show.
But there's no contact information.
Oh, there's an email address.
Oh yeah, yeah. You can get in contact with her if you want to meet up later.
Oh so, sure, I'll just run that by my wife and We'll
you let her know.
We'll see what's going on with that.
You never know until you ask.
So what else is going on in the world?
Well, this dangerous ruling. Or some people might like it, some people might not. House passes bill criminalizing harm to fetus.
Yeah, this was a fucking problem.
So, if you hurt a woman and she's pregnant, you can be charged for harming the fetus, too.
There's a weird way to get into it, eh?
Yes,
yep.
That's the way they want to get into it, right?
Thin fucking wedge of the thin yep. fucking edge of the wedge.
I wouldn't call that thin. It's like
yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah, by definition, that makes anybody who
so a fetus is a real person. Then
no, so they were very clear in it that it excluded any time that the woman was agreeing to have an abortion. It was very very clear. That this did not affect abortion. That it was
the
not.
Problem. The problem is that these is that how do you define abortion? There is, I mean, keep in mind the term partial birth abortion has also been tossed around quite a bit. That is not a medical term. Oh, that is something that's come up with by politicians, and they can redefine it as they please.
Here's one question, then.
So,
I don't even know what you just said.
It's at a point you can be charged. You'll be charged for harming a fetus.
Yes.
So. Does that mean that the crack-smoking mom or the mom that's constantly getting liquored up
yes.
can be criminally charged for
yes.
harming her
that's
own
what that's what the idea behind part of this is.
Did you see the
I don't
movie
know about
Citizen
that.
Ruth?
I read it. I didn't get
Watch
that.
Watch the
out
movie
of it.
Citizen Ruth.
You didn't
it's
get
about
that
just
it.
That issue.
No.
She's a gas huffer.
Yeah.
And she gets caught up between the pro and con.
Of gas huffing?
No.
No, of abortion.
Pros and cons
and
of
pro-rate.
Gas huffing?
And she's a gas
Okay,
hopper.
here's the synopsis.
This
the
sounds
woman,
like an artsy film.
No, it's good.
It, Laura Dern plays the
who?
Lead.
It was
Laura
not,
Dern.
It was not an obscure...
Don't say names she doesn't know.
No,
it's
not an obscure...
Don't
it was not an obscure flick. It just didn't get a lot of press because, ooh, abortion, controversy.
She was in Blue Velvet.
She was in Jurassic Park.
That's enough. He doesn't need to know who the actor is. Go on with your synopsis.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so the woman, what it is she's a gas huffer, ne'er-do-well, and turns out she's pregnant. She gets called up before the judge or whatever. I don't know. And she's like 2.5 months pregnant, but she's been huffing gas for the last 2.5 months. And they say, listen, here's the deal. If you go ahead and you have this baby and you continue huffing gas, then we're going to charge you with harming the baby. But you could have an abortion and then, you know,
and huff
cool.
away, bitch.
Fine. Yeah, huff away, yeah. So she becomes a political pawn between the two sides.
Uh-huh.
In the end, she miscarries, which is always
of
the Hollywood
course.
Answer. As it is on the movie.
Let's pick the option three.
Do you notice that like 99% of all teenage pregnancies on Movie of the Week end in miscarriage? What a shock. Easy way out, anyone?
Yeah, thank God God got rid of it because, you know, we couldn't choose to do so.
I think they should have had the baby.
Thank God.
I think they should have had the baby, killed it, and then ate it.
That'd be controversial.
I think that
because remember, baby flush, baby flush is soft and tender.
For ending the pregnancy.
I wonder if how
what's that?
Tenderizes
I think the movie
more.
Producers who faked it should be charged for like ending a pregnancy prematurely.
That's right. It could affect people.
Because there's always the fact that like, hey, guess what? Alzheimer's is cured by fetal brain tissue.
They actually,
Hodgkin's as well.
Yeah.
So. Pardon me?
Well, they actually just the problem is they just tried. They had one experiment involving placing stem cells directly into the brain that went so bad.
That was pig.
Yeah, it was.
That was pig fetal. Yeah, imagine that, putting pig fetal tissues into a person's brain. Yeah, that's.
It is so.
Bad idea.
Good try though.
Something like what was it like? 18 people just. They're not dead yet, but they're dying, and there's nothing they can do about it.
It would be a kindness if they were dead.
Mm-hmm.
Why? They get this urge to root around and look for truffles, or what? Anyway, what's the other news story?
Pig brain tissue is not human brain tissue. You'd think we'd loan this by now.
Oh, well, whatever.
The parents, though, would not die. Columbine families sue computer game makers.
Yes.
They're suing them for $5 billion.
What story is that?
$5 billion.
And why aren't they suing Smith and Wesson, you ask? Because they've got better lawyers.
Sure, actually, a judge in New York just overturned that any of the gun makers is actually liable for any of the deaths caused by their weapons.
But the parents were. Yeah. The parents were liable.
Of course they're not liable. They're legal.
If they had made a weapon legal, how can you hold them responsible for it? From their perspective, if these companies hadn't made these games, then they wouldn't have had to worry about the games that they were ignoring that their children are playing on their computers in their basements.
They would have picked somebody to blame.
I think the parents of the kids who did the killings should sue the parents of the kids who beat up their kids all day, every day, for years, driving them to pick up weapons. Yeah, yes. Totally. I think the killer's parents.
I think they should look at themselves and say, "These are."
I think they should look at these at themselves and say, "These are my kids. They're from my genes, so that means I'm fucked up enough to go crazy and kill people."
You know what?
But nobody ever blames themselves for anything. This is like the first thing you ever read, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The first thing you learn is nobody ever blames themselves for anything.
It's true.
It's all my fault.
No, but nobody actually believes they're evil and bad, and I'm doing the wrong thing.
We're all
here.
Forgetting here. It's all Sean's fault.
That's right. It is.
Oh, right. That all comes back to me. Don't kill yourself. Kill other people.
Absent the combination of extremely violent video games and these boys' incredibly deep involvement, use and addiction of these games and the boys' basic personalities, these murders. And this massacre would not have
used
occurred.
Games?
Can I put an input in here?
If you hadn't forced us to buy these video games
enough.
For our children.
I am somebody who plays video games, as are some other people in this room.
Oh, I don't want to sit on the couch with this guy.
Oh. He might go crazy and kill you.
Let me grab that
fan and move everything away from him.
You
might go
violent.
You look
at any video game. They all have
guns?
Best before dates, or whatever you call them. Like,
best before
you have to be this age to play this game.
They do now.
Video games have like the best rating system of any entertainment medium. They have like the most elite. I mean, rating systems are always flawed, but the ones in video games are the most accurate and thorough I've seen.
My point is
not as good as the back of the Rogers video cases.
They tell you exactly how many five swear words.
Two view
how
examples.
Do these kids get these games into their houses? If that's such a concern, how do they get the games into the house?
I can't blame the parents.
Okay,
don't
I have another
them.
Solution, okay? If you want to be completely safe, then I can organize a government for you that will make you completely safe, and we'll use Sean's method of cameras everywhere, and every time you do something, we'll see you, and when you do it, we'll arrest you and kill you,
yes.
And then you won't be there to do it again.
No temptation.
And we'll control everything so that you'll have no way of being abused by other people.
And the trains will run on
will
time.
Be controlled.
And the trains will run on time.
Oh, you don't want that? You want freedom? That's what this is.
That's
if
right.
If you want freedom, there's a price. It's called crime.
It's
and
hell.
Also, like, if you're going to have freedom, then there's a price to pay. And the price is that you can't control everything and some people will go bad.
To quote Mr. Kennedy, can't people just be crazy anymore?
Actually, that was quoting Chris Rock.
Okay, well,
I'm horrible.
You've given it a whole new meaning.
People go crazy.
Yeah, that's
crazy
true.
Crazy happens.
Yeah.
Yes. It's not the video game's fault.
Hang out near my house sometime. You'll see lots of crazy.
Hey.
Concentrated into a very small
people,
crazy.
And people play video games. Cars.
And
you have
and
a car
that,
in front of your house that's a crazy person drives it.
And some of that crazy won't be Enki.
No. There's
small
real crazy outside Enki's house.
No.
Enki has a house that has, like, Barbies and shit glued to the outside of the car.
That one, you saw her. She's the masseuse. She's really nice, actually. Yeah.
She's a masseuse. This crazy bitch that has lamps and shit glued to the outside of her car spends her day putting oil on her hands and rubbing them up and down other people's fucking bodies.
Worse yet, you go face down on the table so you can't see what she's doing.
You know, you gotta know she's ordering her steak from manbeef.com.
Oh.
There's something kind of erotic about that.
No, there isn't. Wow, that's an interesting perspective.
You just said yeah.
Watch any art movies lately?
No, why?
It's a recurring theme.
Cannibalism?
Cannibalism is a very recurring thing in art films.
Okay, well, I'm not
very
Helena
cold. Much?
The cook yeah.
Touched?
Her wife,
what was
lover,
that movie called
that
again?
Movie? See that one?
Egg Beater? The necrophilia movie.
Oh.
Kiss.
Thank you, necrophilia means never having to
Kiss
say you're
a,
sorry.
Kiss was a really good movie, too.
Yeah, written and produced and directed all by the same chick, starring. I don't have a problem.
You know, it's a funny story.
I
want to
live out my fantasy.
There's this girl, she invited me over once. I'm not going to tell the story.
No. It's a girl, she invited you over.
I saw that movie on a first date once.
You know, it was funny. It was a beautiful movie, but
beautiful
if the gender had been switched, it wouldn't have been.
Broadcasting
really
live from the corner
it's
of Nut Barn
Wiggy. Like,
wow, that person's really
funny?
Hot.
Hey,
your
funny.
Life sucks. You want to die, right? You should take your... You know, it's like... Sorry.
Well, that sounds like a Thin H Line episode. Oh, wait, I'm not supposed to know about that.
Never mind.
Rule number one. How do you know you're watching an art movie?
What's Thin H Line?
You do.
What's a Thin H Line?
ThinHline.com.
Okay. Is it an evil
as
site?
As usual usage in anime?
No comment.
Do you know what the usage of H designates in anime?
No.
Yes.
I'm sure lots
hentai?
Of people do.
Okay.
What the
hentai.
Fuck is hentai, anyway?
Hentai is basically a Japanese catch-all term for...
like alien
anything,
rape?
Anything kinky or perverted or pornographic.
I do not understand that. Do they not, like... What's the big deal? I've seen some hentai, and I'm like, okay, so there's two cartoon people fucking.
Uh-huh.
It's the vigor they put into it.
You know what messes me up, though? I want to know who worked on Overfiend. And
yes.
I'm going to round them all up and gas them. Because they're
even if they're only paid a dollar an hour and they only drew the arm?
I'm sorry. I'm going to make a movie. Like, the warning on the box says, warning, movie completely concerned with sexual satanic violence.
Sexual satanic violence.
They warned you.
Well, I'm like... Well,
if nobody bought it, nobody know about it.
The following program contains extreme scenes of extreme sexual satanic violence. Viewer discretion is advised.
Do they have Roger
No. I don't
Shit,
think they
leave
have
it
that
here.
Like,
okay, I'll bite.
The only thing that does get me is this weird, I didn't know. I kind of have this strange thing that every once in a while I find things on the internet that disturb the fuck out of me. You know?
It's not hard.
No, it's, occasionally you think you've seen a lot, you know, the dead babies and shit, and you think you've seen it all, and then you find, you go to, like, some of these...
What?
These pro-rape sites.
Well, that's fucking nothing. Dead babies, there's, like, dead baby shots
oh, yeah.
everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Look,
yeah, you know,
jars.
The thing is, I
Ooh.
Never find
easy
any
to
of that
photograph
shit
them
because
they
I
don't
look
move.
For it. The only weird shit I see is the stuff people send me. Like, you don't run into this shit if you're not looking for it.
Good try, Drexel.
Very true.
I remember some of the
stuff you sent me.
What did I send you?
You sent me... The biggest, fattest, ugliest, amazingly rumply, roly kind of.
That's what I'm saying. I got that shit. Yeah, someone sent it to me.
Oh, okay.
And I pressed the forward button, baby.
Magic forward button.
But I don't have any friends that would send me dead babies because that's
dead
crossing,
babies are not
that's
fucking,
crossing the line.
Yeah, that is crossing the line. I had to fucking take them down when they passed away when I was at the hospital.
That would suck.
It does, man. Besides, I mean, the parent is like fucking usually has to be sedated at that point.
And, you know, it's kind of like, hi, I'm the one who takes this kid down, and we don't even have, like, a spot for it. We have a little plastic tray up on the shelf in the cooler we put them.
Oh. Is it one per tray, or do you just stack them in? Is it like a six-pack?
I've never had more than one, so I honestly can't answer that question.
You know, I should start to think
babies are amazingly durable, aren't they?
They are, though. You know, it's like that joke where the guy comes out of the delivery room and says, yeah, it's a baby boy, and he fucking drops it on the ground, kicks it down the hallway, and the parent freaks out and goes, shut the fuck up, it was born dead. Can't you take a joke?
Oh, fuck.
Your hat, Red 5.
Whack.
Yeah, your hat, please.
Sorry, you've got to vomit in your own thing.
No, I was going to hit him with it.
With a hat, no less. Yes, the pain of it all. Well, you know, Drexel shouldn't be upset with that. You shouldn't be upset with that, Drexel.
Upset with what?
The dead baby thing.
What dead baby thing?
Yeah, what
have
you
been talking Drexel about? Doesn't listen to the
No, question. I just said that I haven't seen any of that shit because my friends wouldn't send that
Sean,
shit.
Sean, you said so you saw something that upset you. What was it?
Oh, yeah, these rape sites.
Oh, yeah.
These pro-rape sites where you got, like, rape art.
Yeah.
And it's
rape
like
art.
These drawings of women being, like, you know, it's not like bondage where they're, like, restrained and having sex.
Non-consensual
it's,
sex.
It's like, you know, hi, I'm going to nail your tits to the table and fucking cut your head off.
Hey.
I'm like, that's
you know
great.
What we need to create our own rape site there, Sean. I think we need to. What we do is we find rapists, and we do the exact same thing to them.
Yeah, assfuckwithatrain.com.
No, yeah.
huge black, like, prison bubbas.
You just
doing
track
them.
IPs. You track IPs. And somebody comes once, that's cool. It's the people that come back that you go after.
Things that people like subscribe.
Yeah. Would you like to get hardcore rape shocking violence? If so, charge me. And you charge them money. They just sign up for your site, then you go to their house and kill them.
Yeah, we'll mail it to you directly through U.S. Post, yeah.
You bet. Yeah.
Don't mind the grease stain in the corner.
It's in the fucking mail.
It's the popsicle. Put your mouth on this end for shocking violence. Boom! Yeah, it's just brutal. What's the other story?
The first person, the first company has been successfully sued for spam.
Oh, goody.
Sued for $77. Excellent.
Well, $77?
Wait.
Precedent
what?
Setting.
What were
why
they,
do you hate
what were they,
spam?
What were they,
I've never thought people should
what were they sued
spam.
For?
So
what
essentially,
were they
sued for? Essentially, it's a moral victory, and of
it's
course,
a,
they don't
It is a moral
count.
Victory. Yeah. You like people coming up to your house, knocking on your door, bothering you at all hours.
You can take simple steps to prevent that.
Knock on this door. If I don't know you, you die. Labels on your door will prevent a lot of people knocking.
But you can't
yeah,
do
but
that on mail.
You're talking about email, right?
Yeah, email.
Yeah, but why... What law do you think says you should be able to stop from some
okay,
spamming
here's
you?
The law.
You can't stop them from sending you
each,
junk mail.
It's bloody
okay,
annoying.
Imagine. Each email you receive that you have to delete costs you 1 second of your life.
Oh,
if you
God.
Send out 40 million emails, how many seconds are there in a human life? There you go. There's the math. It's bad.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that. You're saying you can't send this out. Well, I accidentally sent someone an email. Now I'm spamming them, and I'm a criminal.
No,
not accidentally.
If you send like 40 million emails, out to
it
people,
doesn't matter.
Oh,
it,
what
you're saying?
This
oh,
person,
if you do it to this much, it's bad.
This person was on.
It should be added. The most spam is sent through a server that isn't designed. Like the person doesn't own the server. It's being that they're using
oh, yeah.
the spam. They
That's right.
they hack into a server and send the spam, or not
well,
even.
They don't
hacking.
Really hack.
It's
but,
just
it's
like
open,
they abuse it.
It's an open mail.
They're
abusing
it. They're spam friendly.
They
average
70 years.
This person was on a
take a lot of emails.
Unsolicited mailing list. They asked to be removed from the mailing list, and they said, "Yeah, you're removed from the mailing list. And here's some more spam."
7 million.
So it was like this person knew that they were supposed to be taken off of it.
I think I figured it
yeah,
out.
That was the
you
law.
What?
You have to be able
that's
to be removed from it.
That's disrespectful, but it shouldn't be illegal.
So if you say somebody to go away from your house or stop sending me mail in the mail, and they still do it, you should, oh well, can't do anything about it. The law doesn't protect
mail.
Me.
Why should the law protect you from fucking, like,
from
because
electronic
mail? Because
it's
illegal to kill people. That's why the law should protect you.
Why? What does that have to do with anything?
Because you can't
you can't go and kill
that's
people,
called,
so the law has to
called,
say, don't do that, or
that's
he'll
called
kill you.
That's called a reasonable
is,
limit.
This is how
that's called a reasonable
works.
Limit,
there
rather
is,
than having, you
not,
know, fascism. I will control everything you do, and I've decided I don't want you sending mail, you know, unless it's solicited. Well, who's to decide what's solicited? You could get fucking sued for your fucking spam every week, geek.
I take anyone that says that they don't want it, I take it off.
This is the thing. There's not one Rosetta Stone.
And I never contacted any of these people.
You're on a mailing list, and you say, I want to be off this mailing list.
That doesn't mean that
you can be added to a different mailing list. That can be part of the process.
Well, you don't want to be on our mailing list.
No,
you can be on
we've taken
one.
You off our mailing list, but we put you on a different one, but we haven't told you that.
That's right. They do that.
That's out of their hands. Couple yeah, these are people who reply that don't
okay,
want to be
guys,
on mailing
it's
list.
Really not that big of a deal.
A couple of years back, I basically had my credit cards cut up because I owed too much money, and also I left my bank because, well, it was that or I'd had to kill somebody that was working there.
Sure, okay.
So, at the time, I no longer have a credit card or an ATM card.
Right.
Since then, the junk mail I get has gone down to nothing.
Mm.
That's because you don't exist.
Well, good.
You do sign when you do sign up for those. There's little lines that say you agree to
I
sign your name up for a million lists.
I have always basically like signed things that say don't put me on any fucking mailing list.
You can try.
And I still got tons of goddamn like junk mail.
Just actually not that long ago, SFU actually got in trouble about 2 years ago because they were sending out their graduation lists with all the contact information to credit card companies. Hmm. Now, this is keep in mind SFU being a government institution. They got in a little bit of trouble for that.
No kidding. They're not a company, right?
They're not a company,
a very liberal
were,
one at that.
Yeah, they're not a company, but they were trying to make money off of government-held private information.
Ronan Medic, who's like never even had a...
what's going on here?
What do you call it? A MasterCard. Who's like never even like... I think you said what the closest you've come to a MasterCard was like you...
I swiped a couple,
couple through at a job he worked at.
Right.
They've now sent him a pre-approved for like $25,000 gold MasterCard.
I've never been sent an offer for a...
Read the fine print. It's very interesting because it says if you agree to this, you also agree that if we turn you down actually for this pre-approved card, which they reserve
one.
The right to do to change their mind... They'll just send you a regular card at 25% per annum.
Well, as opposed to the 19.8 that they want to try and sign me up for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get
those like every second day.
Yeah, I know, me too.
Somebody phoned me up 2 weeks ago and said, I heard you're new to the area. And we're just wondering if you wanted to be part of the welcome wagon, if you want us to come by. And I'm like, how did you know I was new to the area? My rental place gave them my phone number.
Oh my God, the horror!
You like people phoning you?
That's nice. That's the fucking welcome wagon. It's the manners.
Oh, it's all
somebody
right,
gave
it's
my
the
name, my phone
wagon.
Number and name
the
out.
The welcome wagon is.
I don't know the welcome wagon any more than I know any other Joe Schmo calling
well,
me up and asking me to buy
the
shit.
The welcome
maybe
wagon is advertising
with
a smile.
Sean, why don't you have a home phone number anymore?
What's that?
Why don't you have a home phone anymore?
Because it doesn't make sense because I'm never home.
Yeah, but there was other reasons that you didn't want people phoning you all the time. You didn't want your name listed. People had that number.
I don't have TV anymore because I can't watch television. If I could,
it's privacy. You don't want your privacy. I don't want these people.
If I could be,
I want my privacy, Sam. But it doesn't mean I want the government to, you know, throw people in jail because they sent me email.
No,
I get lots of fucking spam. I get it all day. All I do is I go delete.
That's not what
these people are
really about, though. We're getting further and further away.
These people are making their living off of it.
What we're getting at here,
if they're bothering people by making their living, they should be fined for that.
Oh, collection agents, fine street kids.
Hold on. We're getting away from the topic. The point
kids?
Is, the law is not that, oh, somebody's sending spam, we get to send them into jail. That's not what's going on. What's going on is, we don't mind if people are allowed to spam you. That's fine. What's wrong is, if there's a law that says, okay, if people don't want to be spammed, they've got a right to say, don't spam me anymore.
I'm saying,
who says you have the right to say that?
And the Vancouver Sun just phoned me up the other
You're
day, too.
Absolutely
and,
right.
And I asked them to take them off
no,
my
I'm
list.
No, I'm just
so
asking you. Who says you have
if
the right to
If they ever phone me
that?
Again, I'm going to raise it. Bloody hell. Right.
The problem is, where is the problem is, where is the line?
Yeah.
Where is the line
is,
between, where is the line with harassment?
Yeah.
Between harassment and privacy.
But the welcome wagon. Oh, you were harassed by an email you didn't read because you pressed delete? How is that harassment?
People view harassment in different ways, right?
Yeah.
You can
please stop harassing me with your view of harassment.
Exactly. People sit there and they'll
see. .com girl's being harassed right now. She's covering up her ears. It's too
loud. My ears are bleeding.
Well, we're all kind
of. I'm sorry. If I could be fucking zeroed, I would.
Zeroed?
Like nobody knows you.
You don't exist?
Yeah, Xeri.
Like I would too.
I have a very
I would love
remote
that.
Location where you could be zero all you want. 24
you like
hours a
day. Being bothered by people that just
were.
Phone you up,
no clocks,
send you
no
crap.
Power, no roads.
You
yeah,
like
but you
that.
You can take steps to make sure.
No,
that
I don't
happen.
Like it, but
how?
Doesn't mean I think
you, cannot
you have the right
you
to stop it.
Do that kind of thing.
You want it to. You have to take it upon yourself to change your phone number.
Yeah, that's right. I'm sorry, you have to take a little bit of
the world's not fair. The world isn't fair.
Fair is a human concept.
You want everything you want. You want all this shit, but it does. You don't get it.
Well, I don't want to particularly live in an anarchistic state where you have to defend yourself against every attacker.
Make it fair?
We're given this feeling that everything's
why?
Fair. Because what happens?
There is
oh,
no
somebody
fair.
Steals something from your car, oh, it's covered by insurance.
Hey, Drexel,
all the bad
Drexel,
things that happen to you, oh, you're
if
covered.
If we were all against this new law, would you be all for it?
What's that?
Playing devil's advocate.
You little devil's advocate over there.
Can we do away with the police?
No, wait. I'll explain
it
to you.
We can
all
explain
it to you. I do hate spam. I totally hate spam.
No.
Let me explain to you this. Okay, my opinion of my opinion on the public wouldn't change. But I might argue the opposite side.
Let me start the Star Trek fight music.
Me talking, you, wax in face. Anyway.
Didn't get it. Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, I was there too.
I actually
here's
love
the problem.
Spam.
Here's the problem. Like, one day I'm getting 2 emails a day for weeks, and then I'm getting 3, then I'm getting 5 spam emails. Pretty soon I'm getting more spam emails than I'm getting regular emails. At what point
how much do you love spam, Red Flag?
I'm getting spam.
Does it get to the point where it's not just a nuisance,
like
it's not just an issue of me deleting it,
God.
But it's actually flooding my inbox, it's overflowing the limits of my hard drive.
Well, the problem is when it's
I get,
your inbox
I get,
and your ISP.
Well,
okay, when your inbox at your ISP is full and you can no longer receive legitimate mail, that kind
bad.
Of sucks.
That's
yeah.
Seriously, that's more than a second to delete it.
Hey, I got an idea.
This
change
is
your email.
Yeah, you know what?
When you get the exact same spam,
that's not the same
languages.
Argument that I heard, though. That's not the same argument. I heard, it's annoying.
I love spam.
But what I'm saying is that wasn't the argument that was given.
I love spam
when,
for this
when
reason.
When it starts to affect, it starts to have a real effect on your life. That's yes, but just being I'm annoyed because
it
I have
has,
junk email.
No, you're right.
That's
you're
not
right.
A that's
started,
not a reason to have a
you
law.
You started quibbling. You started before that even came up.
I like
no,
spam
because it wasn't
because
brought
a great
up.
Measure
I was arguing
how important
against
a person
the information
I am.
That it was
the more affluent
I was
and important I am, the
argument
more people
that was
want
given
to get anyone.
What more can
well,
I do?
If I find if I talk.
Can
we all just get along?
Even if you talk louder, you still
at the exact
can I
same
do?
Time as Drek.
Are we trying to make this the worst show ever?
We don't have to try.
There's
it's just
too
happening.
Many people
you
in
shut
the
him
room.
Up. You shut him up.
This is the
calm
last
down.
Show. We're trying really, really hard
show.
To create.
It really is the last show.
A lasting rift between all of us. We're trying to create like dense interpersonal rifts so we can no longer work together because Sean's using his band.
Oh, there we go. This is beautiful silence. Beautiful, beautiful silence. It's beautiful. You can only hear me now. Hearing only me is better than... We have sabotage within our ranks. No.
Just like the hunt for Red October.
No, they can't hear anything. Two people at once, they hear... That's all they hear. So it's pointless to hear two people. It's better to hear one.
Show us an angry face again. I like it.
It's captured on film. I'll sell you it all for $5.
Can you send me an email about that offer?
Yes, I can send you an email about that offer. Please sign up now in three different
languages. Three
languages.
Excellent.
In Esperanto as well.
Well, you know, I'm going to miss this show.
Are we back? Or can we
back.
Yes.
It's kind of like a cold like sore. 149 million email addresses for $149,000. That means I have a value.
Yes.
I got that message, so it was...
You have a dollar value or whatever. A certain value, and you want your money.
Of a cent.
You want to be paid.
I want that cent.
Yep, whatever it works out to. And how many spam you get per year, you should be paid back. By those companies. And you're very familiar with spam, aren't you?
You know what I'm going to do on my Sundays?
Is that
kind of
like one of those coupons that has no cash value?
I'm a postmaster for an ISP, and I get a lot of spam.
I think I'm going to skate around in Fruit Boots on Sundays.
I'm also the administrator of that mail server, so when I set my
phone,
I
use
different
email addresses. Can we all do one thing?
What,
can we all like not let my boss know that the show's over? Because I still don't want to work on Sundays.
What's his email address?
Fuck
maybe
you
I'll
all.
Go, maybe I'll go see Dak.
Go see Dak. Go see
and
Dak.
We'll sit down.
If you want to not work on Sundays, you don't have to go to a show. You just have to find God.
Yeah, there.
Oh,
go.
There's a fact.
No,
that is a fact.
No. My boss
is
missing.
As an excuse.
No, there's no way his boss will buy that. He'll buy the Dax an internet icon, but he will not buy the Dak found religion. No fucking way.
Internet porn icon.
Yeah.
Hey, Dak has found. Thanks. Dak has found religion.
Yeah.
We sat up for a long time in the hot tub, and Dak was telling me how he's not really an atheist. He believes in God now.
Drex,
for a long time. I can't remember the exact
Drex,
time.
Drex, was raised Catholic. He was raised Catholic in New York. Everybody from New York believes in God.
Drex, it's been a couple of years. It's the end of the show. I'll finally admit, I was just hitting on you.
Well,
out of time,
you,
out of the closet.
Why didn't you just come straight out and say it? I was feeling lonely.
Such a beautiful day.
What a
day in the park. Oh, God.
So you done with the news there, sir?
You know, you guys always wonder what the fuck.
News.
You know, everybody always says, you know, why are you guys closing the show?
Another marathon?
Like, there's been so many shows where, like, halfway through the show,
it's like,
Either myself or Drexel want to stab either each other or other people in the room. Because right now, if like because of things like this, that gun control is so stringent in this country. You know, if Drexel had a flamethrower in a heat of the passion, he would have killed us all.
No, see, that's not true. See,
you threw your...
No, he disagrees with you, Sean. Go figure.
Too many people talking, too many people.
No, because if I could have a flamethrower, so would you. And I would know that perhaps you are quicker on the draw.
So an armed, what the hell is a polite what the hell is what you're
that's
saying.
That's right. An armed society is a polite society.
You can have my gun.
Scooch me.
You can have my gun when you pry it from my cold, dead, paranoid, mentally abusive, physically deranged ass.
I don't just believe that everyone should be allowed to have firearms. I think it should be taught in school and you should have to have a firearm.
Mandatory.
I think so.
Everyone has
a firearm. There's
a
town in Texas where it is mandatory, actually,
yes,
apparently.
Yep.
Everybody has to own a firearm.
Right.
I think everyone should have to carry one on their hip.
Nobody
you
would
just
fuck
yourself you know,
on
you know
anyone.
What? We'd get rid of all the really crazies quick because they'd be pulling their guns.
Yep.
And then they'd get shot down and one less feed into the...
I would love to go to that town in Texas. It'd be like, hey, Jeff, look at that. Tourist.
He pulled a camera.
He thought it was a gun.
So, what else have you got in the van?
I always find excuses to defend myself.
Holy crap. I think maybe I'll have a mocha.
That'll calm me down.
No, I'm just. What are you going to do on Sundays now? That's a start. Drexel, are you just going to yell at the cat?
My cat receives nothing but love from me.
You know why? Because he can't talk.
The only time.
No,
he can talk. The only
and
time,
he says, I've always hated
the
you.
The only time he gets any anger is when he's purposefully trying to piss me off, and that's not a joke.
Would
the
that
cat wants out. He's walking all over me. He's running on me. He's meowing.
Would
fuck you, cat.
Drex,
you're definitely not getting out
Drex.
Now because you're annoying the shit
Drex.
Out of me.
Would that be defined by the rest of us as love or bestiality?
What? No, we're not.
No, I said love, not sex.
There's a big difference. Don't
I don't fuck my cat. I give him loving.
Do you love me?
Oh! Smokehouse, are you paying attention?
So,
and a cat should be allowed to
twist
get
that. You guys can try and twist that
in
your
wishes.
Twisted little minds into whatever sexual fantasies that turn you on and go beat off with it after the show. But for me, that just means I love my cat, and if anybody fucks with my cat, I'll kill him.
Can you beat me off?
Hey,
after the show?
I love raccoons. I love raccoons too. I see. I was taking pictures of them in my backyard. It's like,
you're
hey guys, how you doing?
Deeper,
but I
man.
Always, every time, I stop and warn the raccoons, and I say, you guys are cool, but if you touch my cat, I will fucking kill you.
I'm sure they understand.
No, I really do say that to the raccoons.
Is your cat male or female?
He's a boy.
So if he fucks a raccoon, is that cool?
As long as the raccoon doesn't, like, hurt my cat.
As long as it's consensual.
I don't care what my cat does. If he's, you know, into, like, interracial sex, then that's fine.
The bottom line is time is running out. What will you do on Sunday nights now that what the hell is no longer happening?
No, we have to get everyone in the IRC to phone at least. Say goodbye. So we're going to do the room first, yes?
Well, whatever.
Sean says we're running out of time. We've got 8 minutes left exactly before Sean leaves the room.
No, we don't have 8 minutes. We have 7 minutes and 40 seconds.
We'll miss you, Sean. I'll say goodbye to our loyal listeners, and you'll
I'm going to go. I'm going to do stuff.
I don't have to prove loyalty to shit for the listeners. They don't
Are
think I'm loyal.
Are you hearing this?
What's that? Oh, yeah. You guys don't think I'm loyal? That's fine. Go fuck yourself, okay? Because I don't have to prove shit to nobody, and neither do you.
I know.
So, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the listeners.
Okay. I'm looking at you, but talking to him.
Well, the listeners aren't here to look at.
Yeah, okay.
Sim, that's why. That's why.
Right there.
That's why I said.
Right there. Right there.
Sim,
right
that's why I said initially we should do the show together because I had no one to look at when I was yelling.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
I'm going to do cool stuff, probably work on excellent things with Sumerian, like.
Yeah,
like,
that's right.
Things we have going and things I have ideas
special
for, and now
things.
We will have time to do them.
Oh, okay.
Before we didn't.
All right, cool.
You're the reason for ending the show.
It's Drex's fault.
It is, though. Okay, and.
No, I just quit when I wanted to quit the show, and then I came back when I felt like going back.
That's fair.
It's good like that.
Yeah, at least you had the option. Let's see. I could probably. I think I'll spend time with my wife. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
I think I'll hang out with my wife and. Let her know that she's more important to me than 10 million people I don't know.
Actually, John, if I had a wife, I'd probably spend Sunday night spending time with my wife, too.
Okay. And Red 5, what will you do? Probably not a whole fucking lot different.
Suspended maybe 10, 15 shows. So
Next week is the first race of the season, so I'll probably spend my Sunday nights driving home from wherever.
Yeah, the race.
From the race.
Ronan Medic, what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
Thank you for turning him off. What am I going to do Sunday nights? That's a darn fine question. Well, after the playoffs are over, my little religion will be stated. And then from there, probably spend more time on the beach and more time dealing with other people.
Sure, good enough. And Jeremy said section projectile vomit man.
Well, I had this TARDIS I was working on. I'll finish that off, I guess.
You're going to drink heavily, aren't you?
Yeah. No, yeah. He does now.
Cleansing.
I didn't fart. I'd tell you if I did.
Just in case.
I didn't
fart either.
There's swamp gas in this here apartment.
Okay, that's Uncle
just,
Dak.
That's just Tawassan.
Uncle Dak is going to like catch up on those episodes of like The Simpsons he's been missing since he started coming to this thing.
All
I haven't
Sunday
seen The
shows?
Simpsons for like two... How many layers? Like 2 years?
Oh,
now?
Give me a break. They're on 5 days a week.
But not the new episodes.
You're not seeing
them today in some
new.
Cases.
The new ones, as they're aired live, the live-action Simpsons.
.com girl, who are you going to do on... I mean, what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
Oh.
I'm going to play repeats of the What the Hell show that are on archive on the RentRadio.com website.
That's right.
For 2.5 years.
And then you're going to enter more things into the guest book about me, right?
That baby.
Yeah, I thought so. Girl on the left, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do what I do now on Sunday nights, which is completely fail to think of witty things to say on short notice.
That's very clever. And then we
that
got Peggy. What are you going to do on Sunday nights besides hang out with me?
You've seen my fiance, right?
Yes.
Wow, no, can sorry. I ever not have a snappy comeback for that? Okay. Wow, I have a snappy comeback less. Okay, and...
You stole mine, honey.
And sexy fiance, what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
I was going to say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do, but I don't know how Enki's going to fill in the blank, whatever he said, with his... wrists and ankles shackled, but now I can't say that. So I'll say, I'm going to make Enki his lunch for Monday, because what else would I do on a Sunday night?
It's a big lunch, takes 3 hours.
You're such a loving
You'll
homebody.
You'll fix Enki's wagon. Okay. And then
I
we
love
have,
being me.
Yeah, sucks to be Boo. Professor, what are you going to do on Sunday nights?
I'm going
to
spend my Sunday evening sat at my favorite coffee shop, smoking my pipe and telling stories of my homeland.
Fuck. You know, if I had a British accent, I'd be fucking cool, too. And Dr. Gonzo, what would you do Sunday nights?
Probably serving the professor his coffee.
Damn, you got it good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whipped cream, no less.
Oh, baby.
You got to bear in mind, it's like, you know, because you don't really can't really tell from the webcam, but Dr. Gonzo's a hottie. So... And
oh, yeah.
Sim,
you can say that. Barely in there. In the
Sim, what are you going to do on Sunday night?
Work on my other millions of projects I have going on.
Oh, we got
and Rant Radio.
We got super secret projects going on.
Uh-huh. It's always best to say very little about the secret super projects.
They suck,
because
actually.
Then,
yeah.
When they don't turn out, you say, "Yeah, it worked out good." Still can't tell you about it
because it's a super secret.
Woohoo! That's right.
Well, there's a few people have been talking about different ideas. There's ideas, cult shows, pre-recorded stuff.
Yeah, like anyone wants to start a show?
Yep, they can
send
do
in
that.
A half hour.
You bet.
If it sucks, you won't get on.
You bet. All right, so are we going to answer some phone calls?
You betcha. Phone in now, 1-877-7777.
Sure. Oh, yeah, right, who is this?
This is Nixter.
Nixter.
Hey, Nixter.
What's going on, man?
I haven't been able to listen the whole freaking show because I'm moving out of my place.
Oh, man.
It sucks, don't worry.
yeah. Don't. Here's a tip for everybody out there in Radio Land. Do not wait till the last day to clean your apartment after you've lived there for 2.5 years.
No.
Because
no, that would
damn,
be bad.
Damn oh dirty.
There's stuff you never thought was there.
Yes.
And you'll notice the carpets are significantly cleaner under the furniture.
Yeah. That's what everything's. Get a rug doctor. Steam and mad at dirt.
Shit, that was the original color?
Wow.
All right, buddy.
It wasn't black?
Stay in touch, man.
Yeah,
this isn't carpet. This is lino.
I wanted to say just to everyone who ordered a shirt that they're going to be ready next Friday. I'm going to be shipping them out.
T-shirts, yes.
I've ordered them already. So everyone keep checking back there because I'm going to be making a new shirt release for sale, too.
30.
And, I guess that's basically it. And I enjoy the show.
Those T-shirts better be damn good. $30 Canadian.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, yeah. And you wouldn't want to piss Sim off. He'll sue you for spam or something.
That's
all
right.
Right. Say what the hell.
Long as what the hell.
All right.
That's the best yet.
We got to get at least a call.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, this is Nomad Terrell.
Hi, Nomad Terrell. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are y'all doing?
Not too bad. What's going on?
Not much, man. I just wanted to say what the hell, because now there's going to be nothing for me to do on Sunday night.
Oh, no, that's bullshit.
Because I'm a loser.
What's that?
No, nothing, man.
Yeah, she's a loser.
I'm probably going to download all them other ones that I missed the first year.
Yeah, there's plenty to listen to. They get worse as it goes back.
That or I can take Ronan Medic and we can talk for a couple hours. That's all cool. Since then, now both of us won't have something to do Sunday night.
There you go. Now there's no excuse for any of these people to hang out on Sunday nights.
All right, man.
It's all good. At 12 days till I hit Ontario. Woo-hoo!
Okay.
Kick ass.
Yeah, man.
Well, have fun, Terrell.
Absolutely.
I want to hear from everyone in the IRC.
Okay.
Okay, say
what the hell.
Hi, you on Rant Radio. Well, who's this?
Who be that?
Yeah, this is Psycho Wolf Pup.
Psycho Wolf Pup.
Hey, Psycho Wolf Pup, how's it going?
It's going all good.
Excellent.
Except for
missing in action.
Hmm?
Except for the show?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, where the fuck is Lieutenant Major Zombie?
He was in the IRC.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. It's like, there's something
he
missing.
Is in the IRC, so...
Lieutenant Major Zombie, you better fucking call.
Yeah, he's got to call
the
him.
Amount of shit we put up from you.
No, I want to put it... He's going to be the last person. last person to call.
What the fuck? Who are you? What do you mean he's going to be the last person?
So he can have the last word.
Sim is like, right. Sim is like getting killed in so many ways. Sim is dying 1,000 deaths on the IRC.
I will shut
IRC.
My mouth and turn it over to the rest of you. There you go. Run the show.
Well, I'm just, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, and the last person. We'll stretch this out to fucking 11:30 and, like, you know, what the hell?
Who knows?
All right, so who's on the line? Who's this?
This is Psycho Wolf.
Oh, you still there?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Okay. Just going to call and say, what the hell?
Okay, what the hell,
buddy?
Hi, everybody. Who's this?
Hi, it's Nomad Romulus.
Hi, Nomad Romulus. What's going on, man?
Hi. Not too much. Just quickly before, you know, I want to give you guys good luck on whatever, you know, you're closing the show and hopefully we'll have better things coming. But show of voices, who in the room is going to actually plan on doing a show?
That would be me. At least. I don't know what kind of show it'll be.
I'm not
but...
hearing a chorus of voices. It's kind of disappointing.
Well, what are you saying? Go ahead. I didn't hear your question, buddy.
Here in the room is planning on doing their own show?
Well, I had some thought about it, doing stuff like that, but I don't know if I'd be putting it on Rant Radio or not. I might be putting it on the Cult Media Exchange. But, I mean, that's something that, like, I'm not going to jump out of one thing to free up some time to just jump straight into something else.
Right.
But,
I wasn't specifically singling you out, Sean. I was just asking.
Oh, no, absolutely. No, I understand that, Rom. No, I'm just saying, well, it's because, like, really, the only people who'd probably be into doing it who've got, like, the computers
and shit who've got the experience to do it would be Sumerian, Drexel, myself, 200% Sexy Projectile Vomit Man, maybe .com Girl, Red 5. But everybody's kind of got lives that they do, right? So it's, I mean, it's kind of an end of an era in one way, but, I mean, it's still cool. I mean, everybody's all cool with it. So, I mean, there'll be different things. I don't know about live shows, because live shows are a shitload of work. I mean, sure. We all give Sim a fucking hell of a hard time, but in all honesty, I mean, the guy has done a fucking brutal load of work on all this stuff. So.
Kudos to Sim, definitely.
So, is there going to be more stuff? Absolutely, Sim. I mean, even
if... not shutting down the station.
No, the station's not going nowhere. And
not heard the last of me.
And even if the thing turned into like a 6 or 8 month hiatus, you know that there's going to be, you know, eventually someone's going to go, hey, you know what, it was fun, let's try this or try something different or, you know, I mean, there's always going to be something.
Well, so, hopefully we'll still hear from all our lovely studio people in the future.
Hopefully.
Okay, it's amazing how you can understand what he's saying. Cause
I've got headphones on in there.
Oh, okay.
He's really quiet.
Hope someone else can hear me.
Uber shitty phone.
All right, well, just a recommendation to Sim, maybe you should give an example of what your standards of quality are for Rant Radio. I don't think everyone can quite meet the standards of what the hell.
No, this is the lowest standard.
High energy. You want to know how to make a good show, buddy? Make it high energy.
Something to talk about at all times.
Seriously, everybody listening, you want to make a show, don't say at any point during the show because you sound like a fucking moron. All right. If you're gonna
no more than 5 minutes of silence.
Yeah,
at
no
any
more than 5 minutes.
It
doesn't matter what you talk about. You can talk about gardening and make it rule. Look at like those cooking shows like Emerald Phillips. The guy's got a lot of high energy. That's what makes the show. All right. So if you want to make
a lot
show,
of basically's also help too.
Yeah, basically you're sort of the lube that keeps it together.
Liberal sprinkling of basically.
But seriously, if you want to,
profanity's always good.
Yeah, profanity's always good. I mean, the only talent that I have. You know, truth be told, is I can talk. That's the only thing I have, and I can't even do that well because I swear too much. But I mean, really,
you do.
it's brutal. It's brutal. So, if anyone wants to submit a show or do something with a show, just make it high energy.
Make
and,
it cool.
And,
make it something somebody would listen
you know,
to.
I mean, because there's a lot of stuff that, like, look at Red Green. I mean, the guy, you know, he's a fucking idiot. But I mean, he does a lot of stuff and he puts a lot of effort into it, and that shows through. So some, you know. Single gene motherfuckers think it's, you know, incredibly, you know, awesome, you know, who are missing their chromosomes. So, I mean, there's that to it, and just go from there. Let's make it high energy, man.
Right.
All right, say what the hell, brother.
What the hell.
Right on.
Hey, remember, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey there.
Hello?
You're hanging up on us, are you?
Hello?
Hey, start speaking.
Bastards.
Hi, you're on radio. Who is this?
Decker Apocalypse.
Hi, Decker Apocalypse.
You know, now I'm going to have to go find a life.
Well, those are always a hard thing to find.
Well,
because you can't really buy them. Oh, you could buy them.
Start at your local pharmacy. They usually make it a lot more colorful.
Oh, yes.
All right, buddy. Anything else?
Nope, that's
all right.
It.
Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Hey, who's this?
This is Mr. Echo saying,
Echo.
What the hell for the last time? I'm going to miss you guys.
Okay, man.
We'll
what
miss
the hell?
You too.
Take care of yourself, Echo.
Yep, see you guys.
All right.
Hey, what's up? It's Simplex again. I know I called in earlier, so I'll keep it really short.
What's up?
Hey, I just want to let people know, you might want to suggest, too, that if they want to do their own shows that are cult-related and stuff like that, and they don't want to do, like, a whole half-hour thing or anything, go on the channel and ask around. There might be some people who are willing to help you out. I know, is Sim still there?
Yep.
Yeah, Sim, you know I used to do shoutcast stations back in the day.
Yeah.
So if anybody needs any assistance with like how to set up the software and stuff like that, I'll be happy to help out.
Excellent.
And whether you want to just record it on your own and maybe see if you can find a server to put it on, or if you want to record a half hour thing and put it on Rant Radio.
Yeah.
Whatever, it's all good.
Yeah, I'll be putting up instructions on the Rant Radio website too, how to set it up and
how to set up Shoutcast.
Yeah, Shoutcast and the funky phone thing that we have going on here, like all this work that we
put
into.
People can set up their own station.
Yeah.
Oh, right on.
Really cool.
Yep.
All right, and also, if anybody out there has, I've already talked to a few people who are looking at put a show together. If anybody out there has bandwidth that they wouldn't mind, you know, using on a night, go ahead and then let me know, and I'll go ahead and let them know.
How much bandwidth are you after here? Like high speed access or what?
I mean, somebody could theoretically host a show on a high end, you know, DSL connection, a business DSL connection.
Right.
Sure.
24 kilobits per second.
But yeah, it's all technical. Forget it. Look, I'll talk to him about it and other people on the channel. I just want to say goodbye to everybody. And, Sean, I know I, like, never email you at all. But I do have some ideas that I want to bounce off you and everything. And so I will be emailing you. And that's about it.
That's okay, man. No, that's cool. And you know what? Up until recently, my brain has kind of been doing the big swirly, so I'm just kind of getting things back together. So if you want to email me, I'll try to get them back to you the same day, and I usually fight the big fight first thing on Monday morning. So if you want to email me, SeanK@thecult.org, and we'll see if we get something up and go from there.
Okay, what the hell?
What the hell, brother?
Hello, you are on Rant Radio.
Say your piece.
Who is it?
Nomad Plastic.
Hey, Nomad Plastic, what's up, man?
Just wanted to call in, you know, say the show had a pretty good run while it lasted.
You betcha.
And just to say what the hell on the last show.
All right, man, what the hell?
What the hell?
Yeah, okay, you can talk now.
Go ahead, talk, speak.
Speak!
Hello?
Hello? Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Prophet Dave the Brave.
Hey, hey Dave the Brave, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
All right, just calling in to say what the hell?
Yeah.
You betcha.
All right, say what the hell, man.
What the hell?
Right on. I don't know what the hell is this.
Hey, this is Kexler.
Hey, Kexler. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Right on.
I just wanted to say thanks for entertaining me every Sunday night. And
you're welcome.
I had a little something here I wanted to read.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, this is a little something I found on the net the other day. The artist is unknown, or the author is unknown. It says, let's see if I understand the state of personal responsibility in America in the last 20 years. If a woman burned her thighs on hot coffee she was holding in her lap while driving, she blames the restaurant. If your teenage son kills himself, you blame the rock and roll music he liked. If you smoke 3 packs a day for 40 years and die of lung cancer, your family blames the tobacco company. If your daughter gets pregnant by the football captain, you blame the school for poor education. Your neighbor crashes into the tree while driving home drunk, you blame the bartender. Your cousin gets AIDS because the needles he used to shoot with were dirty. You blame the government for not providing clean ones. If your grandchildren are brats without manners, you blame television. And if your friend shoots, if your friend is shot by a deranged madman, you blame the gun manufacturer. And if a crazed person breaks into the cockpit and tries to kill the pilot at 35,000 feet, and the passengers kill him instead, the mother of the deceased, blame the airline. God bless America, land of the free, home of the blame.
Excellent.
That's about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So what the hell?
What the hell?
I don't know. What the hell is this?
Yeah, this is Nomad Tigre.
Hey, Tigre. How's it going?
It's going all right. I figured I'd call in and say what the hell one last time.
All right, man.
And I also had some more information for Sean about absinthe. I don't know if you heard me in the chat room the other day.
No, probably not. What's up?
You had asked how it mixed with weed.
Yeah.
So I went ahead and did some chemical testing. And
oh, yeah?
Experimented on myself. The best combination is a shot before you smoke. And
oh.
It's very, very intense.
Right on. I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a shot. We're having.
Well, I guess you know what I'm going to be doing on my Sunday nights.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know me, too.
Yep.
That's
hilarious.
All right, folks. Well, it's been a good run.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
What the hell?
Hi, Aaron. What the hell is this?
This is Nomad, Punk of Evil.
Nomad, Punk of Evil, POE.
How's it going, man?
It's going. Now I have to find a fucking life. Thanks. You corrupted me, and it's all your fault.
All right, man. So what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on. Hi, Aaron Radio. Who's this?
Smokehouse.
Hey, Smokehouse. How's it going, buddy?
A lot better a couple days ago. Thanks a lot, man.
Oh, yeah. Smokehouse phoned me in a fucking panic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he forgot his Windows 2000 administration password. Me, with my mad skills, I managed to talk him through it.
Oh. Yeah. I'm taking my MCP test tomorrow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good luck. What's
I'm
that?
Scared to death, man.
You're taking an amputee test?
No, MCP.
What is it?
Microsoft Certified Professional.
Oh, I see.
Excellent.
Okay, you know what, Smokey?
What?
Are you going to come clean? You're not actually in a wheelchair, are you?
Yeah, I am, actually. Smart
ass. No, you're not. Don't fucking lie. You're not a fucking... You don't have anything wrong with you, do you? Come on, come clean. It's all a big gag.
Yeah.
I've never seen photos of you in a wheelchair. Never.
Please send Smokey.
I have one, but I don't use it that much.
All right, man, I'm just fucking with you.
I know.
All right, is that it?
That's it, dude. Take care.
All right, well,
thanks
like,
for everything you've done, Smoke.
Yeah, no shit, man.
Ain't no problem.
Keep it up, though.
I'm sure you'll keep me plenty busy anyway.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man.
Okay.
What the hell, man?
What the hell?
That's bad.
Hey, this is Atomic again.
Hi, Atomic. What's up?
Since Lieutenant Major Zombie wasn't here, I figured I'd bug you instead.
Okay. Is he not actually there, or what?
Oh, he's in the channel, but he's not there. He's, like, out of it. So, I just wanted to bug you and say, what the hell?
All right, man.
What the hell?
What the hell?
That'll suck. Hey, and Run Radio, who's this?
Something's wrong with your line. Can you press it in there a little bit?
Who's this?
Holy Dio.
Hey, Holy Dio. How's it going, man?
Hey, okay. Not much even at the last show, you know. Just want to say thanks to all you guys for, you know, all the great hours of entertainment on Sunday night.
No problem.
And I'm gonna miss the show.
All right, dude.
Sad to see it go.
All right, man. Well, it's all good. It's all good. It'll work out. Don't worry. It's not like we're all gonna die or nothing.
I'm gonna cry. Sorry, did I do that?
All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Wow, our phone system's all fucking up.
The warranty's expiring.
Hey, it's Vampire This Morning one more time.
Okay, this morning. We're starting to get into the repeats. What's up?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be a repeater or anything.
No, it's okay. I'm just fucking with you.
Okay, I just figured, you know, I would call again for the hell of it.
Okay.
And, you know, I actually decided this time I would like to make an ass of myself.
Sure. What are you going
to
do?
Okay. I have a little song that I would like to sing. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Two Irishmen, two Irishmen, digging in a ditch. One called the other a dirty son of a Peter Murphy. Had a dog, a dirty dog was he. He gave it to his girlfriend to keep her company. She fed him, she fed him, she fed the dirty runt. He climbed up in her petticoat and bit her on her. Country boy, sitting on a rock. Along came a bumblebee that stung him on his cocktail. Ginger ale, 5 cents a glass. If you don't like it, stick it up your ass. Me no more questions and tell me no more lies. If you ever get hit by a barrel of shit, be sure to close your eyes. That's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, hi, Aaron. What the hell? Who's this?
Prophet of Music God 1.
Hi, Prophet of Music God 1. Don't sing.
Don't sing, please. Make it brief.
Say again?
Make it brief. Don't sing.
Don't sing. What's up?
I'm just thinking, you know, this would probably be the perfect time for you guys to just suddenly say, you know, now we're going to sell out and make like $100 million on,
we win.
You know.
Yeah.
That would be nice, wouldn't it? We'd all like that, but we don't. We don't have that.
You can see Samaria on his next appearance on the Wanna Be a Millionaire show.
Yeah, that's about the only chance.
All right, man, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Oh, yeah! I was just about to phone you, actually. I've got your phone number here all ready to go.
You guys are going to call me?
Yeah, yeah, we were gonna phone you up and say, are you okay?
What's going on?
I just got done watching a movie called Space Cowboys or something like that.
Space Cowboys?
Crazy.
Yeah,
was it good?
All right. It's pretty good.
Holy shit.
Holy shit, the IRC is going insane, okay. Because right. You finally phoned.
Yeah, I came up hearing.
Okay, so, Zombie.
Zombie. Yeah. So, how did you like the show?
I love it, man. It's pretty sweet.
Are you going to be okay with not doing this on Sunday nights now, or what?
Yeah, find something else.
You can watch Space Cowboys.
Keep going around.
You can, though. Hey, you know what?
Talk to my sister again.
You know what?
No.
You missed the Mad Decker Elite skills, right? So, you know what? I was going to actually ICQ you this week because I wanted you to make that time bomb.
That time bomb?
Yeah. Yeah, drop me an email, shockwavecult.org. I'll tell you all about it. Because it'd be beautiful if you made this time bomb, man, and we could put your name on it. Because that would just be the best.
What's your ICQ? Ari, add someone.
SeanK@thecult.org.
Okay.
All right? All right, man. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Okay, that is
That's fucking it. That's it.
You know, she just said something great. We just realized the reason we're breaking up is because of her. She's a Yoko Ono. She's just breaking us all apart.
No, she's about 250 million fucking times better looking than Yoko Ono was.
My ass is 250 million times better than
what? Dak's trying to pretend like he's smart. Dak says to me, is your phone stopping the show? And I said, Dak, I'm no Yoko Ono. And then he's like, oh, that's good. I'm going to use it, he says.
We'll give out Lieutenant Major Zombie's phone number just in case anybody's lonely on Sunday night.
For the rest of the night.
Let me see it.
I have nothing to do with the end of the what.
Let me see it.
Why do you want to see that?
I just want to see that.
Huh?
Huh, what?
Huh?
I didn't say anything.
Front Royal, Virginia.
No, I told him to not stop the show.
What? Doesn't give you the address, no. Gives the phone number.
Area code 540-636-6756. Anybody want to get a hold of Lieutenant Major Zombie to make sure he's okay on Sunday nights, you can get him at that line, all right?
Aww.
Hey, Zombie, that's just a little fuck you for all the times that you called us when we didn't want you to. Have some of that. All right. Not fucking time to call it yet. Yeah, we love you, Zombie. We love you. So, right. And nobody fuck with Zombie. Come on.
No,
we all love
be
that
nice.
Guy.
Phone all him right. when you're lonely.
Be good.
Phone him when he's lonely.
All right. Everyone's looking at me like, oh, my God, Sean, I can't believe you just fucking did that.
I'm not. He'd probably give me your phone.
I don't think it's all that bad.
He'd probably give his phone number to you if you asked him anyway.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What?
What?
Okay, you do that a couple times? He's got to have his phone off the hook, like, right now or else.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
well.
What mean?
So, Sean, if Sean could read the people in the IRC.
All right, yeah, I'll do that. I'll do it on yours, though, because that way we don't have to scroll, like, 10 million fucking miles.
Yep. Yep.
Gargoyle, Mr. Echo, Guardian G, Sumerian, Guardian Vampire Marius, R, Ram Radio Logger, Six String Death, Smokey Owns CBC. Agent Mulder, Atomic Killing Sim, Battlewax, Big Wood Farmer, Crow Cobain, Dave the Brave, Decker Apocalypse, Decker Devnull, Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie, Leet Mad Skills, Decker Pele, who was responsible to meet for the very first cult meeting ever, Disturbed, Decker Case, F Flesh Tripper Guardian, FT Rooster, who is still going to be getting his goddamn shirt one of these days.
Eventually.
Gargoyle IRME, Gargoyle Ellis from Geek News. Good to see you made it in, man. Gargoyle Snake, Guardian, Gargoyle Simplex, AFK. Guardian Prophet Tenchi from the UK. Guardian Templar Knight, The Hardcore, JoJo's Terrell, Kexler, Crazy at Godsmack, NF Fuck. Night Fever, Nomad Floyd Zappel, Nomad Fourier, Nomad Half-Elf, Nomad Judas, Nomad Kaluvin? Kaluvin, is that right? Nomad Kitanic, Nomad Lathe, Nomad Punk of Evil, Nomad Romulus Guardian, Nomad Switch Babe 47, Nomad Tigray, Nomad Cygnus, Nomad Plastic, Poisoned Plant, Prophet Cossacks, Nomad Plastic, Poison Plant, no, Prophet Cossacks, Prophet Doodle, good to see ya, Prophet Lego, Psycho Wolf Pup, the Prophet the Music God 1, Prophet Zerstor, Red 5, how's that possible?
He's in two places at once.
Oh my god, you're using up valuable bandwidth. Decker Roto, Ronan Sparky, SF, DSF, 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 Sexy Skitty, Shard Yet Solid, Star Baby, Studio, Vampire, We Miss, What the Hell, Vampire Drizzt, Vampire Dark Angel, Vampire This Morning, What the Hell, We'll Be Back, Barbie Cute Chicky, Z Snakes Twice, The Man, and ASC. Now, what the fuck is ASC? Cause they've been
I don't know.
We don't actually know who ASC
they've
is.
They've never phoned up. I don't think they've ever... No, they've typed stuff in there.
Huh.
They've never phoned up, but that's okay.
We never learned how to pronounce their name.
Yeah, I think it's Ace.
Ass-y.
All right, so I guess that's... Ace. I guess that's...
Goodbyes
around the room.
Yeah, I guess it's goodbye around the room. That's kind of sad, actually. Isn't it? Kind of sad.
Kind of sad. Goodbye. Puts a tear in your eye.
I just have one, I have one question. Why do the stains on your shirt look like midget handprints?
They do.
They do.
Help me!
Those are coon paws. Now, if he gets on his hind legs,
he was getting head from a coon.
You're sick, John. You're the one talking about having sex with cats and.
Hey!
Swallow it, you little furry swine!
They always. My question is, they always wash before they eat something?
Yeah, baby.
Jab,
wow.
Jab.
You guys are all so fucking clever. Did you come up with that all on your own, or did you have to fucking mash your brain cells together in one conglomerate group?
Raccoons are pretty clever too, though.
I'll have you know
that as long as it's an adult raccoon, is it consenting?
Go get him,
it's
Rocky.
A perfectly okay lifestyle choice. Some of those raccoons down in Stanley Park are homeless, and they need the money, okay? I'm not a bestiologist.
How much are you willing to
I'm
pay
a naturalist,
for hay.
Okay?
They're just
so
performing a service.
Yep. It's just a service. And if I didn't pay those raccoons to give me head...
Somebody else would.
Somebody else would.
Oh.
All right.
At least you're providing them a clean service.
Clean service.
Yeah. Well, they wash it enough.
Drexel.
Hi, I'm Drexel. And this is the last What the Hell show. And since I was there at the beginning, it's fitting that I be there at the end.
That's right. Drexel started it all. Don't
Closure.
Forget that.
Yeah, that's enough out of me.
All right. Sean. So I guess it's me. Hey, everybody. I'm going to be floating around. Just give everybody a bit of a...
In the ether.
In the ether, like a big lump of shit in a toilet bowl. I'll tell you something right now while we got everybody listening. MTV has been in contact with me.
Dun-dun-dun.
And we've been throwing emails back and forth, and actually about 3 weeks ago, they sent me an email saying, hey, you want to hang out, and we're considering you to host a show on MTV. And I said, yeah, like fuck you are. And they said, no, really. And I'm like, yeah, like fuck you are. Right? So I sent them down a press kit, and I didn't hear shit back forever. And then all of a sudden I get this email that says, hey, Sean, what are you doing? And it's my buddy Merritt Davis from MTV. And don't try to find her on the web because you won't. I already did try to find a web search on this bitch. You can't find nothing on her.
I looked too.
Yeah, she's... No, yeah, but they're the wrong person, though.
Oh, yeah.
And she calls me back up and says, what are you doing? I says, not much. She says, have you submitted your show idea yet? And because, you know, I called her back a while ago and I said, oh, she goes, yeah, I'll fax you this thing and submit your show idea. So like a month passed. She's like, I haven't heard from you. Are you going to give us a show idea? Which wasn't a brush off then, so I'm like, holy fuck, I've got to come up with a
You're
show.
You're serious.
You were serious? What are you, joking? Right? So I'm like, fuck, well, Tom Green's got a home. If I can smear shit all over my ass and fuck a moose, then, you know, if I get a show, then what the hell? I mean, what's up with that?
That's all it takes.
He fucks Drew Barrymore, and, you know, moose, I mean, wow, it's a weird world. Anyway, so I submitted an idea for a show called Most Originally, and everyone's going to groan when they hear it. But got to bear in mind who I'm pitching this to. Okay, they're a bunch of fucking MTV, you know, people.
They're listening right now.
I don't give a fuck. And the show is called Hack the Planet. And my idea for the show was that I travel around the counterculture world and go to, like, Burning Man and rallies and protests and shit like that and give people a street-level eye view for what it's all about rather than this sensationalized idea of what hacking and gaming and fucking, you know, the real evil multi, you know, gamers so that people get it from the other side. And it's not just some shit that people...
So you're
going to,
like, blow the whole, like, illusion and let everyone know...
Destroy a lie.
That, let everyone know that it's just a bunch of geeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's... that's where the ball is right now.
So you're going to be kind of like the underground version of Michael Moore.
I guess, whatever. I don't get the reference to that, so...
Isn't that fitting?
Yeah.
Who's Michael Moore?
Who's Michael Moore? There is a good reason not to get the reference.
The awful truth. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I don't watch television. But I don't watch television, and you shouldn't either. Not even me on MTV.
Turn your TVs off.
Yeah, turn the goddamn... That'll be my sign-off. Turn the fucking TV off and go outside.
You'll still get paid anyway, so...
Yeah. But in all honesty, so that's what's happening there. Thanks to .com Girl. She got us on CBC. If you want to give her some ratings, be nice. Show up for her show.
No.
Are you serious or what?
Don't go into the
She doesn't want it either. To be, like, associated in case any of the lawsuits come down.
Oh, because you're... Oh, that's right. You're scared of all the little cult people, aren't you?
I am. I'm afraid of the cult people because I can't ban them fast enough.
You're right. You cannot fucking ban them fast enough. All right. But it must be stated that, do not worry, you know, for everyone who's writing, oh, that's it. It's the beginning of the end. Rant Radio is not going nowhere. Okay? The station is still up. It's just a show. You know, brainwashings are still going to be coming out. This doesn't affect cult in the slightest. Talk to Nickster about KMX. There's a lot of shit going on. It's just cult rant radio was the beginning, and nothing's died. It's just changed, and everything's moving forward. Kind of like the bread and the toaster. All right, so...
it's just different.
All right, so this is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, hey, go outside. Get some air for fuck's sakes, will you? And be drinkable. What the hell?
Hi, this is Red 5, and... I made it halfway through the show, so I wasn't actually here for the whole show.
but I'll get filled in later.
Shows your dedication.
And I'm really I'm half-ass dedicated.
Yeah. That's your outro.
I can't even remember when I started coming here. I think it was back in the language.
Next!
Hey, none of that.
All right, then.
All righty, then.
Okay, well, I'll just go to work and pull the plug. Have a good night, everybody. And
bye, Red 5.
Bye.
We'll
Red
see you tomorrow
the
at work.
Bandwidth tip.
Why would I say bye to you? Are you going somewhere?
Not just yet.
No, I was never here.
He's one of those 3D projection things.
You can't escape Red 5. He's everywhere.
Very expensive. Red is a very expensive color.
Okay, next.
Dead air, move on.
Wow. Well, this is Ronan Medic saying farewell once more to everyone out there. I might be on ICQ from time to time. If you haven't had my number, great. If you don't, if you feel like looking me up, I'm usually open for chat, but that implies other things. What the Hell has been an absolute blast. I'm probably going to miss it, and hopefully I'll be invited back to take part in some other shows. For everyone else out there, play safe. I don't want to see you at work. I really don't want to see you at work.
You've heard the story.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And other than that, I'm going to now get in my cheap plug for God Bless the Go-Go's coming out May 15th. Yes, absolutely. Yes, the new album. Yes, they're not dead. They just had a really long hiatus. This is Ronan Medic saying 10-7. I'm out of here. Good luck and Godspeed.
This is 200% Sexy PVM, and I'd like to thank the Academy and my producer and my director, and you people really like me! You really like me!
This is your old Uncle Dax saying, so long, take care, and if some night you're fucking with somebody on the SkyTrain and you feel a large looming presence, turn around and it just might be me. So spin them around and knock them down, and everyone take care. Your Uncle Dak will be back.
This is .com girl. I'm harmless. Rock.
This is girl on the left. I think, you know, I haven't been here since the beginning. I
very
came
long
in
time, though.
Yes. Well...
Yes, you are one of your longest female participant.
Well, that's because usually I'm the only female participant. Maybe that's part of the reason they're cutting the show.
Yeah, by default, yeah.
But that's something to do with it.
Well,
but, you know,
girls here.
I've enjoyed being harangued and harassed by this group of idiots. And, you know, I hope to be back if I can figure out, I don't know, something. Anyways. High-speed internet would be nice. Yeah, I've got a crappy... I've got a 33.6 modem connection. Be nice to me.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I should
dial up.
So long, farewell, au Wiedersehen.
That's enough singing.
Hey, this is Enki. I've been absent a lot recently, but I remember it from the beginning.
Because he was there.
Wow, it's been a long run. I'm going to miss all you guys. Take care. Hey, some of you get off your asses and make shows of your own, too. It's fun.
That's right. And remember, Enki was the one that said, Rant Radio goes down easier than your mom.
Enki had a show once, too, so you can, too.
Yeah, that's
did
true.
Did I say that?
Yeah,
yes.
You did.
To some cool music.
It's true, too.
I'm not going to keep anybody here any longer than I need to. Good night.
Okay. That's the best yet.
Sexy. Oh, I will. This is Professor Scott Harker saying it's been great fun. And, we have a request from Skitty. So, hello, Skitty.
There you go.
That was the best
that
yet.
That was the best yet.
Now, you got that phone voice just down. Okay, Dr. Gonzo?
Yes, thanks, guys, for letting me come and play with your last show here and stuff. It was really cool. I really enjoyed it. You guys kick ass. And I wish I could have been here before. So, yeah.
Hey, experience the last one.
You can be here again.
What the hell, man?
Next show.
That's right.
You've been to all of the What the Hell shows after the first one.
Yes.
Came to one, and then you went, like, all of them after that.
All right, Sam.
Who? Me? No. I missed two shows out of all of them, but that's okay. I want to thank everyone who's here tonight and everyone who ever came to the show. Bob from Peru for filling in for, like, 3 months as co-host.
Yeah.
Movie Man. for participating.
That's right.
Very long time.
Or Farble.
For
They're
Farble.
The same guy.
Oh my
They're
God.
The same guy.
And anyone, all the listeners, there's two way
Don't,
too many.
We can't forget Sariet.
Yes, yeah. Sariet, yes, yeah. Who's not here.
Ronan Sariet, who's also known as the Chicken.
Yes, if you look back in the archives.
Yes.
And, yep, there's lots to say, but it's very sad.
It is kind of sad. It is kind of sad, but yeah. I
but
mean...
But it lives on. It's only one part.
It is only one part, and people, you know, you guys, I mean... It seems sad. You're like, oh fuck, it's over, it's done. Okay, no, it's not done. This isn't the end. This is like the
beginning.
This is the beginning of the whole thing, man.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't just fucking throw up
wow.
your hands and say, oh
lied.
Well, that was what the hell. I guess I'll go up. Back to daytime television. No, man, this was just the kickoff.
It's not over till you see our cold, lifeless corpses.
And now we did our turn. Now it's you to do
it's
your turn.
It's not over
till
the
show.
Fat guy sings, and I think I'll.
Well, I think we better wrap it up here. The bailiff's at the door. He wants all this stuff.
Yeah, we've been on loan for a while. So Pump Up the Volume inspired me to do this kind of thing, a long-time inspiration. There were some clips at the beginning, and here's, for the outro, I put together some clips from Pump Up the Volume as well.
Don't
Everybody?
3, 2, 1. What the hell?
I mean, I want a million voices crying out in the wilderness. Welcome to Radio Free America. America's ready. I'm ready. I mean, I want a million voices crying out in the wilderness. Jesus, let's get serious. Everyone listen up. It's not over yet. It's just the beginning. But it's up to you. I'm calling for every kid to seize the air. Steal it. It belongs to you. Speak out. They can't stop you. Find your voice and use it. Keep this thing going. Pick a name. Go on the air. It's your life. Take charge of it. Do it. Try it. Try anything. Spill your guts out. Say shit and fuck a million times if you want to. But you decide. Just fill the air. Steal it. Keep the air alive.
Okay, this is really me now. No more hiding. Listen, we're all worried. We're all in pain. That comes with having eyes, with having ears. But just remember one thing. It can't get any worse. It can only get better. I mean, high school is the bottom. Being a teenager sucks, but that's the point. Surviving it is the whole point. Quitting is not going to make you strong. Living will. So just hang on and hang in there. You know, I know all about the hating and the sneering. I'm a member of the Why Bother generation myself. But why did I bother to come out here tonight? And why did you? I mean, it's time. It begins with us, not with politicians, the experts, or the teachers, but with us. With you and with me. The ones who need it most. I believe, with everything that's in me, the whole world is longing for healing. Even the trees, the earth itself, are crying out for it. You can hear it everywhere. It's the same kind of healing I desperately needed, and finally feel has begun with you.